Mr. Scriven, Reel 2. Right, Mr. Scriven, can you describe your daily routine in Scotland, in the tented camp?
Describe what?
The daily routine in the tented camp.
Daily routine?
Yeah, your daily routine at this stage.
Well, such routine as it was I tried to set us on manoeuvres, although we knew nothing, well, most of them knew nothing about army. When we first went in, soon after, we'd get civvy trousers and things like that. And you got your uniform piecemeal after that. You got a jacket and trousers, perhaps, and that's how you went on. I remember one night we went on what they call in night ops. They fixed up an oil lamp on a bit of a hill in the park, and we had to put this out without being seen, you know. Well, of all things, I put it out, and one of the officers says to me, "You must have been what do they call him? Oh God." Anyway, I wasn't. I'd never done anything like it in my life. That was the first thing I did. I found out I could creep and crawl about. But, learned elementary drill, of course, all in the rain. They had to be tough.
Did you think you had a head start being a territorial?
I really did. I knew that. That's why they pestered me to take a stripe, you know.
And why wouldn't you take a stripe?
Well, I've always been this way, and I'm still to this day. I would never take promotion at work. Maybe crazy, I don't know. But I never wanted to know about it. I always wanted to be with all the boys, all the lads. And that's how it always was.
Now, at about what stage do you think you were selected for the signal platoon? Were you still in Scotland?
Mm-hmm.
When you were sent to the signal platoon?
Pardon?
You were still in Scotland?
Yeah.
When you were sent to the signal platoon?
Yeah.
Could you describe the selection process? Why did they pick on you? Why did they pick you?
Yeah. I know one bloke piled up with me, a Geordie, he was sick as, what's it, and he wanted me to go up to stay with him for a while. I wish I had now. I never did, he's probably dead long ago. Bill Rivers, his name was, and what did he used to call me? Oh, he had a funny name for me. But anyway, doesn't matter. But he, as I say, some people do. They come attached to you or they don't. And that's how it was with Bill Rivers. He used to share his cigarettes with me, and, you know. Nice fellow. But daft as a brush.
In what ways was he daft?
Mm. He was what they used to call a big daft Geordie.
What did he do that was daft?
Yeah. Same as a lot of the Geordies. I never took it true. As you call me the educated Cockney. Because of more or less the way I spoke, I believe, than anything. But, because I was no more educated than they were.
What was the discipline like?
The what?
The discipline at this stage.
Discipline? Pretty tough. It's Especially DLI. It was.
What were they? In what ways was it tough?
Yes, you know, Tara, we used to call him Tara's M. He used to say, what is it now? This is a, what regiment? A very disciplined regiment, anyway. And it was, no messing about. But you got used to it, you took it. And I didn't mind it at all, I didn't really. I liked it.
What did you think of the kit, the battle dress, compared to compared to your pre-war uniform?
All right. Yeah. Thought a bit of a ninny at first, but got used to it. In the Terriers, we used to have the old uniform, the tunic, and, you know.
How did the battle dress compare with that?
Playing after battle dress.
Which did you like the best?
Pardon?
Which did you like the best?
All right.
Which did you prefer?
Well, I think I preferred the battle dress. I wasn't built for jacket and trousers. Well, I didn't think so anyway. But battle dress, I liked it. And then the khaki denims, of course.
How did you get on with the locals in Scotland? Were you allowed to go out of the camp?
Yeah, better than they do now, apparently. I don't know if it's the Labour government or what, but they seem to make more fuss of me. Well, they don't make so much fuss of I don't know what it was. But the place that the wife stayed in up there, and Bonnie Rigg, said a nice flat. What amazed us first was when they had their coal delivered. They used to tip it all on the pavement and you'd carry it indoors yourself. Little things like that, you remembered?
What did your wife think about you being in the army?
It's what?
What did your wife think about you being in the army?
Yeah. The grub was good. We probably got more better food than the city's got. Pretty sure we did.
Right, you can just say that again, Mr. Scriven. You said it off the tape. About the mountain. You said you'd never seen a mountain until you went to Scotland.
Mm. Yeah, it's all plenty in Italy after.
What was the training routine at this time?
The training?
Yeah, in Scotland.
What, for Scotland? Mm-hmm. All the mountains they could find and whatnot.
Were they sending you on route marches?
Toughen you up.
Did you go on route marches?
Yeah, oh yeah.
How did you cope with that?
False marches. Run a bit, walk a bit, run a bit, you know.
Did everybody cope with that?
Anybody?
Did everybody cope with that? Okay.
No.
Other veterans have talked about problems with the boots and blisters and so on. Did you have any problems like that?
I don't think so. Unless I'm not hearing me right.
What do you think about your instructors?
Pardon me. Think about what?
Your instructors.
Inspectors?
Your instructors.
Oh.
At this stage.
Short arm inspection was the one you used to worry at first.
What was that?
Oh, you put up with all sorts in the army, didn't you? You had to.
What about the officers at this stage?
Do you Generally speaking, they were bad lot. Got the odd one or two that fancied themselves, you know. He's the one I'd like to find out, if it's possible, about Captain Harris, or maybe Major Harris. And I know he lived at Wood Green, and up till he went into the war, he'd been in the Salvation Army as a boy trumpeter. And that's right, and he went in the East Surreys. Called up to them, I think. And he got his commission from the East Surreys, I believe.
And you met him later in the war?
Mm. He was a nice chap.
So you moved to the signal platoon.
Mm.
What do you remember about that, that initial?
He'd been a signaller.
Now you moved to the signal platoon in Scotland.
Mm.
What do you remember about that?
No, I was put into the signals in Folkestone, I think.
Oh, so it's later on, quite a way later. Okay, we'll talk about that then. Mm. So, you're in Scotland, and you're in D Company.
Yeah. Then from there, we came down to Rye.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about Rye a little bit further down. Mm. So, you cope with the route marches okay.
Talking.
You cope with the route marches okay. You cope with the light infantry pace okay. What aspect of the army was the most difficult for you?
Yeah.
What was the most difficult part of it to learn?
Which part?
Yeah.
Well, I preferred the signals. It came pretty easy to learn anyway. I could read. I was. I'm not bragging. I did. I could read. Well, he used to, at night when we practising, first one read whatever so-and-so, they could go down a bit. And I often used to do that, you know. So I was good. That's all I was good at. I'd never made a sergeant major in my life. I knew that.
What did you learn as a signaller then?
Pardon?
What did you have to learn as a signaller? What were the differences?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, it came easy to learn. Well, not all that long ago that they scrubbed it, signals. Yeah, I could read 25's easy.
What does that mean?
That was pretty fast.
25 words per minute?
Yeah.
And that was Morse code?
Mm. And some of the raw core pokes over pile, you know, were really good.
Did you ever go on any courses to learn signals, or was that done? Did you go on a course to learn signals, or did you just stay in the battalion and learn it there?
No, I stayed with the DNI.
You weren't sent away to a special course or anything like that?
No, always with the DNI.
Did you learn semaphore?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was all part of it. But that was, dark once. Had a new signal officer tried to make us use Morse. Not Morse code. The lights. Fancy me forgetting that. anyway, they sent out a few notes and it got fired on, boom, boom, boom. So they scrubbed them out, I should think so.
And that was when you were in action?
Yeah.
Where was that at?
Hmm.
Where was that at?
Yeah.
Where, though?
That's right, yeah.
So you're saying that that incident where you were fired on, that was in Italy? What about radio? When were you introduced to the radio? When were you introduced to the radio set in the signals? Did you have them from the start?
You picked that up pretty easily. Yeah. The only trouble, if you got trouble on this, the set went dis on you, then you're in trouble with the boats, because in fact that happened the very first battle. The Royal Soldier Salmage got killed, that set went dis. I was frantic. Well, we were trying to get it going, we couldn't get it going, because before you went out on a scheme or whatever, you used to have to net in all the sets, different companies. And of all things, when you get out, they go dis. Well, they did sometimes, you know. And that was the very first time.
Was that at Sedgenain?
Yeah, that was an 18 set. And they were pretty heavy. I didn't mind that so much.
So what happened after this set went?
Couldn't do anything with it. Just had to cast it about, but couldn't chuck it away. But we never got control again.
And that was the first battle that you were in.
Yeah.
Can you remember what company you were attached to then?
What
company you were with?
Yeah, D.
You
company.
Were still with D Company, mm. And you had the radio.
Yeah. Yes.
And so you were. You were near to Sergeant Major Broadhead during this battle. Mm. Right, Mr. Scriven, in terms of weapons instruction in Scotland, you mentioned off the tape you were trained on the Lee Enfield.
Yeah.
What do you think of that as a rifle?
I liked it. Preferred the Lee Enfield to the new one. What was that called? Oh, I forget now. Lee Enfield. Well, I had five Lee Enfields in the territorials, so I knew them.
What about the Bren gun?
What about?
The Bren gun. Did you have that in Scotland? Were you trained on the Bren gun in Scotland?
The Bren gun? Yeah. I'm not certain whether we got Bren guns at first in Scotland. It was in the early part of the war. Still, I suppose they must have had them. Yeah. Then we had the anti-tank rifles. Remember those?
What did you think of that?
They used to have a kick on them too. Bang.
And were you trained on the mortar, the 2-inch mortar at this stage? The 2-inch mortar. The 2-inch mortar.
I don't know. We did a machine gun course, another thing. We did that in the Terriers anyway. Then the Bren gun came after that.
What was the machine gun in the Terriers? What was that?
What
kind of machine gun was it with the Terriers?
That was all right.
What kind of machine gun? What type?
What was that?
What type of machine gun was it in the Territorials?
Well, I remember the working of the machine gun, tapping it with cotton.
So it was the Vickers?
The Vickers, yeah.
So you trained on that in the Territorials?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I had to file a course on it. What else was it? Fiat Malta. Another one.
Mm. But that's later in the war.
Mm-hmm. Yes, funny how it comes back to you.
So did you prefer being a signaller or being an infantryman?
I'd prefer being a signaller. Oh yeah.
Why was that?
Yes. Yes, I used to enjoy that.
So you moved from Scotland down into England. What do you remember about that?
Oh, that was down to Rye, Sussex, Peas Marsh, then to Winchelsea.
Can you remember your billets? What your billets were like?
Then we... From there, where did we go to Liverpool?
Mm. Well, we'll get to that. But what was your routine of the battalion when you were in Winchelsea and when you were in the Rye area? Can you remember anything about your routine? Can you remember, what do you remember about those times?
No, mainly I remember about Liverpool, the first time I'd ever been there as well. We were on the ship for about a week before we sailed. And we went aboard on the Friday, and the people that knew, especially sailors, you won't sail today. It's Christmas Day, the Friday. Oh, you won't sail today. All of a sudden we felt it gathering, we were off. And the destroyers came by with the good luck lads on, you know, plastered all over them. And we landed up in Algiers about 8 days later.
What do you remember about the voyage?
Mm.
What do you remember about it, the voyage?
Remember Algiers. Remember the shock of seeing Algiers. Because it looked, from the sea, it looked lovely, all white buildings, and of course it was a dump. Then we went from there to Tunis, then further up the line to Gardimo, and to right behind the line, that was the first Cetinane. It's the first time we saw it.
Now, what the battalion history talks about, you were in the line in front of Green Hill and Baldy.
Mm.
What do you remember about those 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Are there any incidents that you remember from that time?
Remember some of the places there, around there, the German mine we knew as. Oh God, I forget the names of them now. So many. I wrote them all on a book, on a belt. All these word names.
Yeah, I think your son provided the belt.
That's it.
Did you write these names on at the time?
Yeah, it was all those.
And it's an army belt, and it has a long list of of names. I'll just read some of these out, Mr. Scriven. Starts with Algiers, Maison Curie, Maison Blanche, Eucalyptus, Tamara, Sedjanane, Tabarka.
That's where we've got our first good hiding, really, Sedjanane.
And it goes on, it's a list going all the way up to Tunis. So you wrote this in 1943?
Yeah.
So what was your first encounter with the enemy then?
With the Germans. Mm-hmm. Like I told you, when somebody got killed, wounded, when he stood up firing, he should have known much better.
And did you have the radio with you at this point?
Yeah.
But it didn't work.
That's when it went this. We were sunk.
Can you remember who was with you on the radio? Who was with you on the radio? Who the other soldier was with you? Or the other soldiers with you? Who you were with? Who was with you at this point? You're in this battle, Sergeant Broadhead's there. Who was actually was it a one man radio, or was there other people with you to operate it?
Oh no, it was our first battle. It was hard to realise that these boats were coming and they're going to try and shoot you, try to kill you. That was a big realisation. Of course, you always remember that, Arthur. But, it's a funny feeling straight soon. We lost quite a few boats that day. Well, no, four of us, we came in together, all Londoners, they were all killed by me.
Can you remember who they were? The names?
I knew.
Can you remember the names?
God. No. They weren't all killed that day, but they were eventually killed. All of them. They were all dead.